That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're now into the third and final hour of this Thursday, the 18th of December, 2003, global transmission. Coming up, more on Bush's enemy combatant designation being overturned for now, but Bush is ignoring the courts, by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. More on Patriot Act 2 being sneakily passed. U.S. urges citizens to leave Saudi Arabia. Blair, U.S. has found secret Iraq labs hinting at weapons of mass destruction about to be rolled out. I want to go back over some of the fake terror alerts they've put out. This has been admitted. Also, the Bush family being paid off by the communist Chinese, mainstream news. We got loaded phone lines. I want to just get to these calls because they're all so important with our guest, former city council member, good friend of mine, writer and researcher and fighter of the New World Order, George Humphrey, right here in Austin, Texas. Let's go ahead and go to Jay in Colorado, then Tony, Ben, Elizabeth, and others. You're on the air, Jay.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fine.
I just want to say something about the chemtrails first. I was down at the Air Force game down at Colorado Springs. They do flyovers by the dozens, really, wasting fuel. But anyway, I'm sitting there in the parking lot, jets flying toward the stadium. Everybody's mostly in the stadium. Nothing behind it, no trail. As it gets about 200 yards away from the stadium, big white trail starts coming from behind it. As soon as it gets past the stadium, it cuts off and flies away. The trail sits there for, I don't know, maybe an hour. Nobody says anything. This is at the Air Force. You think people there would have the...
And is this range at about 1,000 feet?
Oh, it's closer than that. They're doing flyovers.
And again, condensation trails aren't supposed to form, but above 25,000 feet generally. I'm watching planes every day at 3,000 feet spraying stuff that sits there for 4 hours. George Humphrey?
Well, it's happening all over the country. And my last show, I had films of this that was happening in Austin, Texas last week, in which six different lines, four across and two came out, and it was, we have the white jet, we have the films of it. And this is just one of hundreds of difference of, films that I have seen on this. It's happening everywhere, and the only way to stop it is when people become aware, they look up, and then they take action.
And again, it's like everything else with the New World Order. It's hidden in plain view. It's like autism from one in 20-something thousand to one in 100 in 20 years. It's hidden in plain view. The CDC admits by a toddler's second round of shots, they have 160 times the safe level of mercury. That's the CDC. They put MBTE in all the fuel. 49 states are contaminated. It's a deadly carcinogen, and they said put it in there for the environment. It's all hidden in plain view, but they'll take your ranch or farm under some phony environmental land grab. George?
You know, there are just so many battles for us to fight. And there are the environmental battles, there are the economic battles, there's the cultural battles, there's the media battles, there's the political battles. And all of us have, either we're part of the problem or part of the solution. And most people have their jobs, they can't be on the radio 8 hours a day like you are, or researching this 8 hours a day like I am. But everybody can do something, and so I really encourage everybody. Number one, get information with discernment. Share this with your friends. Say your prayers and ask God for guidance and take political action.
Absolutely. Anything else there, Jay?
Just to comment on that, I have a lot of college graduates, open-thinking friends, not even political, that just don't have the time, they don't care, and they know what I say. They agree that I'm stating facts. They just say, well, I can't do anything about it. I'm going to live good while I can.
Yeah, most people I see are awake to it now. It's a good point, Jay, but they're apathetic. But don't worry, the New World Order is our biggest recruiter. When they get squeezed properly, they'll decide to fight. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more calls, more news.
It's George Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
This is Pat Cooper with 10 reasons to listen to the Tony DelVecchio Show. Reason number 10, no one listens to him at home. Reason number 9, I don't want to be the only one calling in. Reason number 8, think of the rest of the reason yourself. I got a lot of things I got to do today. I get a job and get paid. I don't understand this guy.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And if you don't listen to his show, you'll have to deal with me.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We've got about 51 minutes left in this Thursday global transmission against tyranny. And I am going to get into the latest developments with the Bush family being paid off by the communist Chinese publicly for Bush to sell out Taiwan. Of course, his daddy was the ambassador when Nixon got China opened up. Now we've seen the destruction of our economy through that. That's coming up in a lot of other key news. We've got George Humphrey here with us, a former city council member, author, good friend of mine here in Austin. About another 10 minutes or so, we got to go ahead and go to these calls. Let's talk to Tony in Tennessee. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Alec. I wanted to discuss these chemtrails just a little bit.
Go ahead.
I was listening to the John Stadtmiller show about 2 weeks ago now on his Saturday show, you guys' show there. And he made the statement that down in Tampa, Florida, there were massive spraying going on, and a microbiologist went out and tested it and found the flu virus in it. And I waited all week, and I heard nobody discussing it. So I called and I talked to John last Saturday, and he said, "You're not going to hear no more about it. The guy's scared to death right now." So I guess
the guy's afraid to come on the air. We've caught them in the past doing this. There's congressional studies going back 40 years where they would spray cold and flu virus in the ship channel in San Francisco released stuff in the New York subway. It killed people. I mean, they do this all the time, so I don't put it past them. Yes.
Well,
comments, George Humphrey.
Well, there have been a tremendous amount of accusations and information about this, and I have heard this before, is that there is this microorganism in there, and it's somewhere between a bacteria and a virus that is that some people are alleging are is within this.
A microplasm.
Yeah, and now I have heard this, and I have not gotten definitive information that it's there.
Well, George, what I have...
You know what I do know, Alex, is every time they spray people in Austin, people in California, people in Virginia... get sick.
Well, what I have is the thousands of reports, the admitted U.S. government testing on troops and populations,
yep.
Headlines like plague bombs released off coast of Scotland, you know, stuff like that. Thanks for the call, Tony.
Wait a minute, Alex.
Yeah, go ahead. We're almost out of time.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I mean, we have to use our common sense. We can't completely prove things, but how would they know that it's going to hit all 50 states? And they couldn't shove the smallpox down our throats. So what are they doing now? They're creating hysteria over a lack of vaccinations, but they're coming up with them now, and people are lining up to get their mercury.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. It's look, again, I have congressional reports. I have AP. I have BBC, where they admit they've done biological testing up in what's going on right now for the last 8 months, all over Oklahoma. I'm talking Daily Oklahoma and Associated Press, TV stations. I have newscasts listeners have sent me. They're spraying thousands of pounds of Subtilis globigi, a supposedly harmless bacteria. Oh, well, it can't hurt the old, the young, the infirm. And they're doing this with large crop dusters, thousands of pounds. So I have that, too. George, you were aware of that, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
So we do have cases of this.
There is so much. There is this, as in your film, The Matrix of Evil, every single one of these issues that we've talked about, from genetically modified organisms to irradiation to the chemicals in our food, is that we could spend a full hour, 2 hours, 3 hours discussing this in detail.
It's a deluge. Thank you for the last call. Let us now go to Ben in Rhode Island, then Elizabeth, Dan, Don, Spencer. Go ahead, Ben, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Alex.
And, you bet.
Thank you, George, for the information you're putting out. And I'm calling, Alex, because I need your help. I need to announce a meeting tonight at City Hall in Providence. The City Council is meeting for a vote on a resolution opposing the Patriot Act and other executive orders. And I just want to get the word out as much as I can that people need to show up, cancel their plans, become active, just like Mr. Humphreys is talking about, just like you always talk about and do, Alex. And I just need as many people to show up. City Hall, Providence, I'll be there. My wife, my kids will be there. And we need to stand over these people like children, I guess, and make them do the right thing. But we need as big a turnout as possible so they can pass this resolution.
Well, you ought to bring them the Associated. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Tonight in Providence, where we have a great affiliate, you need to take the AP article, Bush overruled on enemy combatant case. That's Patriot Act 2 being overruled, which they were already implementing before they passed it last weekend. So if that isn't enough for you, you know, your city council needs to do that. Everybody needs to call them right now in Providence. Would you agree with that, George?
Well, absolutely. And for the fellow in Providence, I have a very dear friend. His name is Dick Gilbane. Give him a call. He's with Gilbane Construction. And if you can convince him, I think he has a lot of pull with the Providence City Council. And he's a real good guy.
All right. You know Carl Rove, too, don't you?
Well, I know who. Yeah, he used to live in my neighborhood.
Yeah, and you were on the
Almost
city council.
Almost everybody in my neighborhood has been at times close personal friends with George Bush. And, you know, he's a likable guy, but, you know, as they all say, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Well, he's just a puppet. But, you know, George, you're a prominent guy. We need more prominent people fighting the globalists. A couple more calls, and I'll let you go pick your son up from his finals.
Okay.
Let's go ahead now and talk to Elizabeth in Maryland. Elizabeth, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex and George, for this mammoth show, bringing out the terrible evils. Actually, you're fighting the beast, capital B, I believe. And you know, Alex, that you encouraged me earlier to become a talk show host, and I want to make a tiny announcement. that I am going to shortwave, and starting today at 3:30 to 4 o'clock, my little minuet after your symphony will be on Thursdays. And last night after your show, it will be on, and the West Coast people could hear it. And before I called you today, I think this is really important. Your caller who said that God's hand was on your shoulder, I prayed whether I ought to call in today, and I opened the Bible, and here was Isaiah 41:13, and I think this is for you and George. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee.
Well, that's beautiful. Thank you, Elizabeth. Appreciate the call. Dan in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex, George?
Fine.
Hey.
You know, about 15 years ago, I ran a business in a gang neighborhood in Chicago. And I went back and visited a couple of weeks ago, and they told me that this Jose Padilla was one of the people that used to hang around, and I didn't recognize him by name. When I saw his picture this morning, I don't know exactly who he is. And they told me, no way in the world is this guy at all involved with
him. Well, they say he's got an 81 IQ. That's 1 point above retarded.
No, no way. This kid was quiet, but he was sharp. There's no way. I mean, you can just look at his picture. You can see he's not stupid.
He deserves the same rights as any American citizen, and the Second Court of Appeals has said that.
You know, I mean, I don't remember him real close, but no way in the world is this. You know, they said themselves that he's not involved in any kind of terrorism at all. It doesn't.
Comments on the enemy combatant designation, the secret snatch and grabs, George.
You know, the question again comes down very simply. Do we want to be a republic and take care of the people in our communities, states, and our country, or do we want to be an imperialistic power for the benefit of the multinational corporation and the few? Clearly, these, you know, what's happened in Afghanistan, Sudan, Iraq, around the world, Bosnia, has this helped the American people? No, of course it is not.
Well, Governor Ridge says let's legalize all illegals and accept their fake ID cards, but let's put a microscope down the throat of every American citizen.
Well, because you and I live right near the border of Mexico, we see this. It's in our face every single day. We have hundreds of thousands of troops in Iraq and Afghanistan, but our borders are wide open. And if you look at the demographics of what is going on, our country is changing exponentially as we speak.
To a third world nation.
Yes.
Finish up, Dan, because I've got to let our guest go. Okay, I think our caller went ahead and hung up. For John and Spencer and James, everybody else, we'll get to you here in the next segment into more news. George Humphrey, former city council member, successful businessman here in Austin, guy who does a local cable show, Fighting the Globalist, written books. I want to thank you for your insight and your great work, and I look forward to having you back up in the near future.
Well, Alex, it's always a joy to be on your show. I encourage the people who are listening to go to my new website, www.fearorlove.com, fearorlove.com, to visit your website, to get my books, to get your tapes.
Absolutely, George. You've been on for an hour and 18 minutes with us, and we hadn't plugged that. Fearorlove.org.
Yeah, it's not finished yet. It's gonna be a great website, but its bones are up. fearorlove.com, and I want to wish every single person the merriest and the most joyous Christmas possible, and give all of your friends and family a big hug, and have lots of love in your heart.
Absolutely, thanks for the call. I appreciate
Thanks,
it. You bet. Take care, George. That's why they want to get control of our lives, because they hate families, they hate decency, they hate honor, and they've got their neocon liars all over the media who are for open borders, gun control, supercomputers to China, NAFTA, GATT, cutting Taiwan loose. They call this conservatism, and they sit up there and they lie and they twist every day, just as bad or worse as CNN or ABC News. And it's time for the conservative mass, the conservative majority out there, those that love freedom, to stop being mind-controlled by the neocons. And you know who I'm talking about. The people who get on the radio every day and say, put anybody in a camp that disagrees with the administration. And they're on radio and TV saying that. They're talking about martial law. They're talking about camps. We're not going to put up with it. They can only succeed if we shut up and cower to them, and I'm not going to be part of it. I'm not going to do it. A ton of news and info coming up, and your calls. Wide open phones, 1-800-259-9231. Fearlove.com is George's new website. Mine's Infowars.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to go back to a story here from a few months ago in the next segment. We take some calls about terror alerts manufactured, FBI agency, White House scripting hysterics for political effect, just to show you how criminal this is. Then the Bush is involved with the communist Chinese. That's why Bush is selling Taiwan out. Wait to hear all the contracts they're getting. That and a lot more coming up. Right now, let's go back to the calls. John in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've got some points to watch when Bush raises $1 trillion in taxes to race commie China back to the moon. NASA named its first moon program Apollo, and the Bible, Revelation 9:1-1, names Apollo as a Greek name for Satan, the destroyer in hell. NASA used Nazis from Pentagon's Project Paperclip to run the program. Waffen-SS Major Wernher von Braun ran the Apollo program with PR help from Walt Disney, as reported this week in Space.com. History Channel reported that von Braun and other NASA Nazis genocided 25,000 slaves in Hitler's underground ICBM rocket factory at Nordhausen. Now NASA buys its rockets from Russia and commie China. Over a dozen astronauts died violent deaths during the Apollo program. NASA spokesman Brian Welch died of a heart attack at age 42 after he tried to defend NASA in the latest TV documentaries attacking the moon landings. Not only is the Van Allen belt deadly like a supermassive particle accelerator, but it's also a force field that saves the Earth from even deadlier nuke radiation from solar flares, cosmic radiation, which are X-rays and gamma rays and ionized protons a million times faster than bullets. Earth is also protected from 100 miles of air, which saves us from the space radiation like 12 feet of concrete shielding. And, of course, all this radiation goes through glass windows on spacecraft and space helmets. And no telescopes can find any evidence of any landers on the moon today, even though NASA's own website lets you zoom into the photographs and there's no landers there. And they should be visible from Earth because they got reflectorized aluminum foil all over them. In the official NASA moon landing videos, you can see silver cables holding up the astronauts to simulate 1/6 gravity. And finally, astronaut Freemason Colonel Buzz Aldrin was videotaped punching a reporter in the face when Bart Sobrell asked him to swear in a Bible that he walked on the moon. So these are great distractions for United Nations corporation war like the Vietnam War. So you better watch your wallet and watch for the draft.
Well, Ron Paul is saying they're getting ready for a draft, and interesting questions you raised. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Spencer in Ohio. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Alex, just like Bill Kasing said on the Fox conspiracy theory, if you can't make it, fake it. But since H.R. 2977 never passed, they're using all these chemtrails and the heat weapons and the MK Ultra weapons on us. That's a violation of the Eighth Amendment, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, I would say. And they do admit they have all this stuff. I mean, even the show Atmospheres on the Weather Channel admits they can control the weather.
Well, the 77 U.S. Senate MK Ultra hearings revealed that these weapons would be used against our will and without our knowledge.
So well, I've got the Boston Globe from 3 months ago, and there's a hyperlink to it in my DARPA Engineering a Beast System article on InfoWars in the News and Focus section. And DARPA announced, the same folks that brought you gambling on dead troops and the Total Information Awareness Network, the all-seeing eye pyramid as a symbol radiating the Earth, they announced they want to put up these mind control towers in our cities.
Is that the same all-seeing eye on the old dollar bill with Albert Pike's eyeball?
That's it, buddy. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, you're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless and good afternoon. Alec, I stumbled across a website a month or two back that was absolutely gruesome, and I really wish to heck that I had copied it down, because I saw photographs of both American and Iraqi troops that had literally been cooked inside their own uniforms. Their uniforms were
unscathed.
Yeah, I've
seen those photos. Yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
And I saw bodies cut in half like somebody took a razor or a sharp knife and just, or a sword, just slit them into two pieces. But the reason why I'm calling this afternoon is I want you to reach into your heart of hearts and give me your best assessment. If we do get backed into a corner, it's a given, when the day comes that they do declare martial law in this country and they do try to strip this nation of its sovereignty, do you believe in your heart that we will have men the caliber of the likes that defended the Alamo. There was a terrific, relatively new documentary on the Alamo just about a week ago.
Wesley, I'll answer the question when we get back, and I get the point you're making, and I'll try to cover it. The news is straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We stand against corruption, against the destruction of our republic, our sovereignty. It's all happening under the Democrats and Republicans. They're puppets of the New World Order. They've announced their New World Order, but the neocon shills say there's no such thing as a New World Order, as our Supreme Court announces they're under its control. As our borders evaporate, as our sovereignty disappears, we stand against it. We stand for the Second Amendment, for the country, for the family. Now, I'm not going to take any more calls today because I got a bunch of news. Chinese megabucks for Bush brothers. Terror alerts manufactured. This is the FBI admitting it. Some good news as well that I want to go over. With the enemy combatant designation, a second highest court in the land saying it's unconstitutional. That's all coming up in the next 26 minutes that we have left here on the show. So again, please stay with us. I do want to encourage all the listeners, whether you're listening on the AM or FM dial, internet, shortwave, whatever, to visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and to get my videos. I mean, take 9/11 Road to Tyranny. It's 2.5 hours long, 2 hours, 24 minutes on VHS, 170 minutes, almost 3 hours on DVD. And take about 3 minutes out of the film. FEMA in Kansas City to a group of police in a classroom saying all the founding fathers are terrorists, all Christians are terrorists. Not just the video of them saying that, the training manuals where it says defenders of the U.S. Constitution are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists. That's what they're setting up for. Troops training to take your guns, video of it. The globalists carrying out September 11th to scare you into submission. Now, that's just some of what's in this film, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, professionally produced. Now, you need to get that. You need to get Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, my newest film. Police State 3 and Matrix of Evil are my two newest films, covering PNAC, the government-run white slavery rings, what really happened in Iraq, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, the state terrorism, laws they're passing. You need to have these videos. They're $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. Get three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. Get the new book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order by Paul Watson that I published. It's amazing, over 300 pages, over 50 documents and diagrams and photos. You need to get the video that we carry by Eric Hufschmidt, Painful Deceptions, covering 9/11 from another angle than I covered. You need to get these items, the USS Liberty, the Loss of Liberty video about government-sponsored terror. The best stuff out there is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. The New World Order is so out in the open now. It's hidden in plain sight. We just got to point it out to folks, and they're waking up. But we got to do it quick before the globalists carry out more terror. Now, coming up, we're going to talk about them throwing out the enemy combatant designation. That doesn't mean Bush is going to quit. Bush being paid off by the communist Chinese and through his family. I want to get into the fake terror alerts, you name it, here in just a few minutes. We'll go to that. Right now, I want to bring Jim Shepard up, the owner and head guy at New Millennium Concepts, who makes the best water filters I know of at the best prices right here in the United States, or they have the British, Big Berkey as well. We talk about the Ritalin, the Prozac, the hormones, the pesticides, the herbicides, the dead bacteria, the living bacteria. I was in Houston last weekend. I drank some tap water. It tasted like kerosene, folks. The fluoride, the chloride, all of it. It's time to protect yourself. And New Millennium Concepts ships out UPS the day they get the order. You need to give them a call. You'll get it by Christmas, before Christmas. This is one of the last days you can order, and be assured that you get it before Christmas. A great gift for those that already have Big Berkeys or the Berkey Light. It's now time to take action. Jim, thanks for coming on the show.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Well, Alex, I just want to tell your listeners today that right now we have more specials that we're offering than we ever have on your show before. In fact, in January, typically we'll offer one or two specials. Because of the Christmas season, we want to give everybody a complete selection to find the right package for their needs. Now, today is the last day that you can order and have it there before Christmas if you live in Maine, Vermont, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, and the eastern half of Pennsylvania and the southern tip of Florida. Each day that we go from here, it will be less likely that you'll get that by Christmas. Tomorrow we can we're going to knock out Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, the northern part of Florida, and so forth. So basically we're going to be moving from the east to the west where we can send it regular day way shipping and it won't cost you extra. Now, I also thought I'd review some of the specials that are up there. You can find these specials on InfoWars.com. Go up there and click on the Berkey Light. We put together an inexpensive Berkey Light. That's the one with the clear chamber with the Imperial ceramic filter elements. Normally $199, $149. And then we also have quantity pricing on the sport bottles. We have a $99 package and a $199 package. And this is designed so you can take care of a half dozen or a dozen of your relatives and friends, and all give them a nice gift that's going to keep their health intact and will keep them in good stead during an emergency, something that really is a value rather than a trinket. And so for the $99 and the $199, you can take care of 6 or 12 of your friends. We also have the Berkey Light specials for the holiday, and that's where you can get those at a discount by buying quantity, either two or four of them, so you can give them out to various different people. Now, I also wanted to focus attention on one special that you will not find on the website. This is the October special. People love this special. We started getting calls from people say, gee, can you run that up again just for a short period of time for Christmas? And so we said yes. And so that special is one Berkey Light with the lights. You can get white or blue. White is great for camping, great for emergencies. Blue is beautiful for ambience. It's the prettiest of the systems. You can also get the Berkey MP solar charger. That will charge your cell phones, your radios, the Berkey Light, and so it'll keep you with the light communications, power, and you also have water. You also get a KDF shower filter to get those nasty chemicals out of your shower water so you don't breathe them in and get them in your body. Also a battery adapter. The battery adapter will run the Berkey Light lights, which you can see for over a mile in the dark. It will run them for over 2 weeks every night on one set of AA alkaline batteries. And then we're also going to include two sport bottles or two potassium iodate, or you can mix and match, get one of each.
Now, sports bottles are, again, little water filters that look like a sports bottle. You've got some great deals on those. Throw out the phone number, Jim.
Okay, the special on that, one, normally $471. Special price is $383. That's a savings of $88. Give us a holler at 888-803-4438.
And by the way, Debbie's going to be there tonight, too, answering the phones, folks. So 888-803-4438. Get your order in so you can get it on or before Christmas. 888-803-4438. They ship out UPS order at the website. They take the orders down each day and send them out. 888-803-4438. If you call, the phones are busy. Leave your name and number. Debbie will call you back today. 888-803-4438. And that $149 deal for your Big Berkey system is the cheapest I've ever seen it. Again, folks, take care of yourself. This is a real system. I believe in it. 888-803-4438 or order right there at Infowars.com. Jim, thanks for coming on, and have a good holiday.
Always a pleasure. You have a great holiday, too.
You too, my friend. Yeah, we don't have any magic products that'll save you or grow your hair back or anything like that. Just, you know, videos, books, and water filters at great prices. It's real stuff, folks, and so I hope you take action. Okay, let me get into this news, because there's so much of it, and I got about 18 minutes left, or 17. Chinese megabucks for Bush brothers. Now, this has been in the Wall Street Journal and the Washington Times, but hardly anybody even knows about this. And this is just some of the business dealings. It was Bush Sr., who was the ambassador for Nixon after he was CIA director, who opened China up. Now, listen to this carefully. Chinese megabucks for Bush brothers. And the Bush brothers do nothing and get millions of dollars. Listen to this. Many observers were surprised last week when George W. Bush came down in favor of the People's Republic of China against a democratic referendum in Taiwan. His weighing in on behalf of mainland China becomes more questionable at a time when well-connected Chinese companies are funneling large sums of money to Bush's brothers. News reports, and by the way, Bush Sr. gets paid millions for speeches there, folks. Millions. News, but that's okay. When Clinton decides to do a suit deal, it's evil, though, which it is evil. But see, the neocons only tell you about that. News reports reveal that the Shanghai-based Grace Semiconductor Manufacturing, a multi-billion-dollar company co-founded by the son of China's former president, has presidential brother Neil Bush under the $2 million contract. With no background in semiconductors, Neil Mellon Bush, third brother in the family, got a five-year contract from Grace involving an annual retainer of $400,000 in stock. The arrangement is disclosed in court papers in Mr. Bush's scandal-ridden divorce. The business's press has conjectured that Grace hoped to influence U.S. limits on exporting sensitive technology to China. An even bigger Chinese company recently moved in ways that benefit youngest Bush brother Marvin P. Bush. The company is Hong Kong-based Chiyung Kong Holdings, and it goes on to talk about a huge magnate of real estate, an investment conglomerate now branching into biotechs. According to the company, combined market capitalization of the Chiyung Kong Group amounts to $515 billion. Did you hear that? $515 billion. That's amazing. Or approximately 11.5% of the total market capitalization of the Hong Kong stock market. Chiyung Kong portfolio now includes Critical Path Inc., a California-based software and internet messaging services company that lost money for the first time in 9 months of the year. The company's SEC filings list a significant shareholder as Mr. Krundal Chatterjee, acting for the Winston Partners LP, a company co-founded by Marvin P. Bush. Recent filings show that Chatterjee's group, including Winston Partners, owns about 5.5 million shares of Critical Path, or 6.82 of the 500 plus billion. Chiyung Kong already owns a substantial shares in Critical Path in December 2001. Its backing can only solidify the net worth of Critical Path, which has faced class action litigation and has changed top managers a couple of times in the past 3 years. It thus cannot help but boost Winston Partners, a private investment firm in Northern Virginia formed by Bush with longtime business associate A. Scott Andrews. There is no law forbidding a foreign corporation from investing in an American company just because the president's relatives hold financial interest in the same company. But there are some instances where the taste and judgment as well as the explicit law should come into play. It is not appropriate for a brother or two brothers of a sitting president to take money from foreign companies when we have such strict laws about disclosure that a president, a first family member who receives foreign gifts, has to disclose every pair of earrings or belt buckles. Such gifts usually go to the American people after a president leaves office, and the Smithsonian Museum of American History has a charming exhibition of gifts to previous presidents and first ladies. These deals are not exhibited. The White House and the Bush brothers have not responded to questions and requests for information. Marvin tried to deny this about a month ago, and then it came out in the divorce stuff. Questions to the companies, to the CIA and the FBI, have not been answered. The deals are known in the international business community, where they must make an unfortunate impression. Marvin Bush is the former head of the Republican Party in Virginia, worked with the late GOP operative Lee Atwater, and has campaigned and networked extensively for his father and brother, as well for other GOP candidates. He was also a Bush Ranger on one of the groups that raised at least $100,000 in political contributions to the Bush campaign in 2000. Neil Bush's campaign for Republican candidates has traveled the globe on behalf of the White House and has also stumped foreign nations for business deals and educational software company. That's James Baker. This is restoring honor and dignity to the White House. Yeah, right, like Bush said he'd do. Chiyung Kong Holdings and Grace Semiconductor are part of the intensely networked Chinese economy with a high degree of public-private partnership. That means the government. For Bush to allow his relatives, especially close relatives, to benefit financially from deals with well-connected firms is what used to be called Red China. Is it best a sorry reflection on his taste for him to follow these deals with a massive shift of support to China, especially one that discourages a democratic referendum in Taiwan, is a worse reflection? Now, folks, when the Wall Street Journal asked him about this, well, what's your knowledge of semiconductors? Why are you getting paid $2 million? He goes, oh, they just like me. I mean, his daddy goes to China or Japan, gets $1 million a pop, 700,000, million too, depending on where he's speaking. It's a joke. It's a joke. And Halliburton, no one gets bids, only Halliburton gets the deals. This thing about, ooh, let's not give foreigners contracts, that's a red herring. Only Bechtel, Halliburton, and DynCorp get contracts in Iraq, folks. Don't worry about the foreigners getting contracts. Nobody else in America is going to get the contracts. It's a red herring to shift you off that debate of, yeah, contracts. Don't give them to them French, them Germans. Oh, it's so unbelievable, folks. Just absolutely incredible. Listen to this. This is from WorldNet Daily. It was in the Associated Press in January. I wanted to go back to this because it shows the lying. Terror alerts manufactured. If you or I did this, we'd be arrested. FBI agents say White House scripting hysterics for political effect. Again, yelling fire in a theater. Intelligence pros say the White House is manufacturing terrorist alerts to keep the issue alive in the minds of voters and to keep President Bush's approval ratings high, Capitol Hill Blue reports. The Thursday report said that the administration is engaging in hysterics and issuing numerous terror alerts that have little to no basis in fact. And even the White House press secretary before he left had to admit that. Unfortunately, we haven't made a lot of progress. It goes on. One FBI agent familiar with terrorism operations told Capitol Hill Blue, we've been spinning our heels the last few weeks. Other sources in the Bureau and the Central Intelligence Agency said the administration is pressuring intelligence agencies to develop something, anything, to support an array of non-specific terrorism alerts issued by the White House and the Department of Homeland Security. And it goes on to talk about how they've been ordered to do this. I mean, just absolutely amazing. Oh, hey, the Pope likes Mel Gibson's new film, The Passion. He saw it and said, it is as it was. That's from the Wall Street Journal. We'll come back, talk about enemy combatant designation. 9/11 chair attack was preventable. And a few other key tidbits of news in the final segment. Stay the course. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Some people know all about drinking and driving.
I would often leave a bar, and I remember going out to the car, and I remember then winding up in bed at home, but I don't remember any of the middle, how I got there. I know that at certain times I would simply use the center line as an aiming device with the ornament on the hood, and just really aim the car, not actually seeing where I was going. The real tragedy, of course, in a situation like that is not what you can do to yourself, but what you could do to someone who was either bicycling on the road or walking along the road. In my case, I just simply often did not see them.
Some people don't decide how they're going to get home until they're incapable of making a responsible decision. Are you one of them? Brought to you by Matt, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, folks, here we are now in the final segment of this Thursday edition of the show. Bush overruled an enemy combatant case. And again, this was in Patriot Act 2, which hadn't been passed until last Saturday, quietly by the White House. But they were already implementing it a year and a half ago. And finally, the second Circuit Court of Appeals, the second highest court in the land, has thrown it out and says you can't just grab American citizens without charging them and hold them for years and years indefinitely. It'll be interesting to see what the White House does with that. But we're not America anymore, folks, if we operate like this. Also, out of the British news, new inquest into Princess Diana's death to take place in January, 6 years after her murder, and I've done whole shows on this, but she was murdered, and that's now the headlines in the British media. British government killed Diana. She was pregnant by an Arab, folks. They weren't going to allow that to happen. The British royal family's coroner says an inquest into the deaths of Princess Diana and Dodi Fayed will take place next month. The legal probe announced Thursday will investigate the circumstances into the 97 deaths of Princess Diana and Mr. Fayed, who were killed in a car crash in Paris. The inquest in Britain's first official probe into the deaths. All I can add with time constraints is, you know, she said 2 months before she was killed in a letter that I'm going to be killed in a fake car wreck. I've been warned. They were warning her. You abort that baby or you're dead. Think they're going to... Oh, royals never kill members of their family throughout history. No! Conspiracy theory. Well, I don't have time to go over all the evidence. It's massive. Got an article here out of KCRA, out of California, Sacramento. They're not just putting face scanning and cameras in the school, in the bathrooms, and the rest of it. It says it's hooked into the police department and wired in with other schools. So... This is the new system. So, see, they're wiring them into control grids, just like the Tennessee schools with the cameras in the showers, and it was wired into the federal government and to other states with people downloading the video. I mean, you just couldn't make something up this out of control, this sickening, this disgusting. 9/11 chair, who's in business with the Bushes, trying to act like they're doing a real investigation, says attack was preventable. For the first time, the chairman of the independent commission investigating the September 11th attacks is saying publicly that 9/11 could have and should have been prevented, reports CBS News correspondent Randall Pinkston. This is a very, very important part of history, and we've got to tell it right, said Thomas Keene. As you read the report, you're going to have a pretty clear idea what's been done and what should have been done. His answer, of course, he's already said, is more funding, more power. Oh, we messed up. Just give us more funds. That will punish us. This was not something that had to happen, he went on to say. Appointed by the Bush administration, independent counsel appointed by him. I love that. It's like when Reno appointed that senator from Missouri to investigate her and Clinton. It's like hiring Heinrich Himmler to investigate Hitler. Appointed by Bush administration, Keene, a former Republican governor of New Jersey, is now pointing fingers inside the administration and laying blame. There are people that, if I was doing the job, would certainly not be in the position they are in at the time because they failed. They simply failed. They blame some low-level people and call for more funds. Saddam's arrest has fueled insurgency. Police are increasingly the target of, as 40 Iraqis die in 4 days of violence. That's 10 a day. And our troops are breathing depleted uranium. That's the real threat. Bush says Saddam should get the death penalty for his crimes. Yeah, he's a bad guy, but he's your business partner. He's your daddy's business partner. That's admitted. You told him to attack Iran. You told him to go into Kuwait. We have April Glaspie, your ambassador, your daddy's ambassador, on video saying so. So why don't we talk about that? It makes me sick. Whether it's bin Laden or whether it's Saddam, they're always their former business partners, always CIA assets. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central on your local AM or FM dial or on the global shortwave, 9 to midnight at 5.085, 6890. During the day at 11 to 2 at 12.172 and 9320. God bless you all. I'll see you back tonight, back tomorrow. Get out there and take on the new world order.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the
The material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as...